What if I told you weight loss is not about willpower, cutting carbs, or working harder in the gym, but instead comes down to flipping a specific switch in your body, one that helps flush out unnecessary calories? Heart surgeon and nutrition expert Dr. Stephen Gundry is revealing a new, simple, but insanely effective way to help get a slim, energized, and healthy body with no deprivation, restrictions, or fads. MCT Wellness can help you flip that switch yourself from the comfort of your own home. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. All you do is add a scoop to water and enjoy. Help unlock your body's potential by going to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
And I was like, oh my God, this guy is hoarding ranch dressing. Why is he hoarding single servings of ranch dressing?
It was a very risky place for me to sit on the sidewalk, and lo and behold, got caught by everybody under the sun. So, and I feel like I'm not really giving him as much as he's giving me.
You walk into a house in Fire Island and have to introduce yourself.
Stop! Stop! And we're live.
And it is the first episode of autumn.
That's true. Yesterday was the last day of summer, I think, technically, right?
Well, first day of fall.
Yeah.
Wait, so the last day of summer was Saturday then?
Indeed.
Sad.
No, I'm happy. I'm thrilled.
Honestly, me too. And we also had the perfect weekend of weather, I feel like.
It was.
It was quite lovely.
Yeah.
What'd everybody get up to?
Nothing too exciting.
You were a chill little girl.
Friday. I was very happy. Well, we had our birthday party on Thursday.
Oh my God, our birthday, yes. Sorry, I was like, who's?
Why are you guys looking at me like,
well, I was like, well,
oh my God, I was like, wait, no, I was like, what birthday party?
No, I genuinely forgot. I was like, Adam's birthday? No, we've already talked about that. That happened already.
Katie was like, get that out of here.
No, I mean, obviously love that you're older now, but I was like, who else? Oh yeah. Match made.
Us.
3 years.
We turned 3, and we have 3 million listens to match. How great.
The funny part was that we did hit 3 million, like, months ago. But, yeah. But for the sake of, you know.
It had a nice ring to it.
3 years, 3 million.
Right. We have, like, more than 3 million now, but it still says 3 in the beginning part. So, yeah. Come on.
Colby came up to me at the party, and she was like, didn't we actually hit 3 million, like, months ago? And I was like, yes, but well, I'm not going to say anything.
But, no, that... 3 and 3. We hit 3 and 3.
Yes,
we did within the 3 year mark.
Exactly.
It's an accomplishment.
Because also, I mean, technically we turned 3 on.
We did.
In October. Oh, we did? I thought we released our first episode in October.
I almost sent this to you guys. On my Instagram memories on Saturday or Sunday, I forget what day it was, we were at the cabin.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So technically it's a little bit off, but we were just celebrating.
Yeah.
The 3 and 3. Come on. Yeah. I love any reason to celebrate. And
no, it was great.
Brookfield Place so very kindly hosted us.
It was so cute.
Our biggest cheerleader.
It really was.
We do love Brookfield Place. We went to PJ Clark's.
It was divine.
They had lovely food. I slammed so much food. The food also slammed me. I took one bite out of a bacon cheeseburger and the grease splattered all over my white t-shirt.
I forgot about that.
Jack, after the party, was like, came up to me and he's like, I didn't want to like worry you during the party or anything. He's like, I need to unburden myself. Like, I am mortified. He took a bite of like something similar.
It was a
cheeseburger, and juice splashed all over poor Jake, our friend's boyfriend's shoe, like nice suede shoe, the juice. And he like tried to blot it out, but it was still so clearly there. And Jack's like, do you mind texting Shay and tell him that I am mortified and I feel so bad? The juice was toxic.
I didn't realize that Jack also
needed a little plate.
Wait, there,
Jack, because it also hit Jack's shirt. Like, Jack and I were both bonding. We were like, oh shit, like, because we both had grease all over our shirts from the burger. I didn't realize that there was also a casualty of the suede boots.
The grease cannot be tamed. I mean, and the thing is, it's like more people probably fell victim to the grease than we know.
For sure.
People just kept it to themselves.
But also, the burger was amazing. Like, I don't know if you tried the burger, but it was truly an exceptional.
Multiple people said that, and I'm really upset that I didn't try them. But
I too.
This is the cross that I have to bear by being an anti-condiments person. Is I was too scared to ask what was on it, but I knew there was going to be probably something that I didn't want to be on there. So
honestly, I think you would have actually been fine. I think it was just burger, cheese, bacon.
I don't think there was a condiment on it.
Oh, really?
I'm serious. I don't think there was.
I don't think there was ketchup.
I feel like there was probably some type of like burger sauce or something.
Like mayonnaise? No, I think it was just juice.
No mayo, because I don't love mayo on a burger.
Yeah, but like Shack sauce, do you get a Shake Shack burger with Shack sauce on it?
I haven't had Shake Shack in so long, but that's like what I felt like this burger was.
Shake Shack is one of my favorite restaurants.
It was really juicy.
I also haven't had it in a really long time.
So good. I think I had four burgers.
Hey, not true, Colby. We had it a month ago.
Oh, that's true.
Shake Shack?
Colby goes, haven't had a real Shake Shack burger. Yeah, but we had Shake Shack.
That's true.
What'd you get?
Calling you out.
We got chicken sandwiches because it was like 10 a.m.
On our way to Santa Barbara, we got chicken sandwiches.
How could I forget that?
10 a.m. chicken sandwich. Honestly, I woke up Saturday morning. I have not been in that hungover in a really long time. Like, I got after it on Friday on accident, and then I woke up on Saturday morning.
What'd you do on Friday?
I was supposed to be...
That was when he went dark on us.
Oh, did I?
Yes.
Yeah.
Colby and I were asking if we could post something because we wanted to post a group photo, and Adam just like completely fell off the face of the earth and didn't respond to us.
And didn't tell us he was about to fall off the face of the earth for 6 hours.
Yeah, he came back. He like was offline starting at like 4 or 5 and then resurfaced at 10 p.m. And that was that.
Well, basically like my trajectory of events. So I had planned to go to dinner with two of my old coworkers, and the dinner was going to be at 6 p.m. So
Katie
I was like,
and I gave you credit. We were like, he has to be on a date.
The funny thing is you totally told me you had this dinner with your coworkers, and I just forgot and was like, he has to be on a date.
Oh, I didn't know. I assumed that you were on a date.
That would have been really funny, but I was not on a date. I was on a girl date. It was like a little girl's night. And so anyways, I was originally like, oh, we're just going to dinner. We went to Raff's.
Yeah, you, I love you guys Raff's. Raff's.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. Actually, I think the first time I went was with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So my friend lives right next to Raff's, and so she's buddies with the owner, and he just like made a table for us. It was honestly really cute. Yeah. And so we went to Raff's. The only time he could squeeze us in was at 6 p.m. So I was like, oh, this is perfect. I'm going to like have a nice little 2-hour dinner. I'll be home by 9 p.m. and in bed and like have a nice night's rest. No, I had 5 martinis by 8 p.m. at Raff's, and we were all animals. And then we went from Raff's to Temple Bar. So we were like, oh, we'll just get a nightcap at Temple Bar. We get an espresso martini at Temple Bar and then finish the night with a tequila soda. So we were like, after it. And also I feel like when you're with old coworkers, like you have so much like trauma bonding to do.
You have so much gossiping.
Exactly.
Well, and there's so much to catch up on. There's so many people to be like, okay, where are they now?
Yeah. Exactly. So I was like,
remember when this happened?
Exactly. Da, da, da. Like I was chit-chatting away for 6 hours straight. And so I go back to my phone and I have like a bajillion unread texts and I'm like, what the hell happened? And it's like, obviously our group chat, which I felt bad about missing all the planning.
It's okay. We just kind of made an executive decision without you.
You guys did great.
We knew you'd be fine. You were always so like, oh, whatever you guys want. So
I approved for sure. For sure approved. But anyways, I mean, I still got home early. Like I think I was home by like 11:30.
Yeah.
I get home. I look at my bed. All my sheets were in the dryer. Ugh. There's nothing worse than coming home like completely like obliterated and just seeing that all of your shit is in the dryer.
I've done that.
In the dryer, like in a good way, like it was done?
Luckily done, but I would have had to make my bed. And so I literally laid on the couch like a corpse and stared at the ceiling and I was like, how do I give myself the strength to make my
Lord,
bed?
Lord, give me the strength.
I did end up making my bed.
I'm really surprised.
And slept in my bed. However...
Did you make it fully or did you only put the pillowcase on like one pillow?
Oh, I screwed everything up. I woke up the next morning and I may as well have put a pillowcase as like my bottom sheet. Like nothing fit correctly. Like it was all like all over the place. I may as well have just laid the sheet on top of the bed and slept on top of it. Like I woke up and shit was everywhere. Half my pillows didn't even have pillowcases on them.
Yeah.
And naturally, my internal alarm clock, of course, like got me up at 6:30 a.m. despite being obliterated the night before.
Rip.
So what did I eat at 7:30 a.m. for breakfast was a sweet green salad that I had in the fridge. That reminded me of that. You guys having a chicken sandwich at 10 a.m. I was eating sweet green at 7:30.
You're trying to undo the damage, but the damage was done.
I was just like, what can I eat right now that's going to make me feel better? And the only thing in the house was a sweet green salad.
Oh my God, no, you need carbs.
That's disgusting.
It was really, it was a low point for me, for sure.
What kind of sweet green salad was it?
It was like a steak and chicken kale Caesar.
Whoa.
Wait, that's like the most appalling thing I've ever heard.
Steak and chicken kale Caesar.
I need my meat.
Kale Caesar with steak?
And chicken.
Chicken makes sense in that. Steak, kale
Caesar. I love a Caesar salad with steak tips. It's really good.
I've never tried that.
I've never had steak from... Sweetgreen.
Well, they're advertising it everywhere, all over New York City. Have you seen the ads?
I have. Everywhere. I've seen the
caramelized steak.
What are those things called? The easel type thing.
I'm not sure what you're billboard. Referencing.
Well, the billboard, but the ones that go on the sidewalk and they look like an easel, but they're called. They have a name. And I can't.
It's like they put them in front of the store.
I'm visualizing it, but I don't know what that's called.
I've had to walk around so many of them.
I saw a TikTok that was pulling up like the advertisement, because I guess Sweetgreen is like really hammering the steak situation right now.
Oh my God.
And it was a comparison of the advertisement for what the steak looks like and what the steak actually looks like on the salad. And the steak like literally looks like gray. Like it's gross.
Yeah, it does look beautiful on the ads. I've never actually ordered it, so this is good to know.
I get steak from Chipotle.
A steak from Chipotle is good. Like, they make it fresh. Like, they are not cooking up fresh steak at Sweetgreen, I don't think. I apologize, Sweetgreen, if you listen to this and we're slandering you. Like,
is it frozen? Like, what do you mean that it's not fresh?
I mean, I was looking at my Sweetgreen on Saturday morning at 7:30 a.m. and the steak was for sure gray. And then I saw a TikTok about it being gray. I was like,
wow. I think it continues to cook once you take it off the oven, and they put them in those containers that, like, trap heat. So it probably is just very well done.
I'm just not convinced that they're cooking it fresh. Like, I feel like they have to freeze it. I don't know. Like,
then it's probably heated up.
Like, does Sweetgreen have like a grill in the back? Like, are people grilling up? Yeah,
they have to. We'll reach out to Sweetgreen for comment. Sweetgreen,
they have to. Speak now. Speak now. Because it's not cold.
Yeah, I guess so. Sweetgreen, I don't know.
Sweetgreen always makes me sick. I don't eat it.
It has a very distinct smell. Like, I don't like it either.
Walking in the store.
But yeah, one of the perks of Alex's new job, though, is that they get free Sweetgreen every day. Like, you don't even have to go to the office. You just get like a $25 Sweetgreen credit.
I won't take any Sweetgreen slander. I love the Harvest Bowl.
A Harvest Bowl is a good option. I feel like that's one of the better menu items.
That's the new advertisement that I'm seeing.
They don't need to advertise that. It's the most classic, amazing bowl. Everyone knows about it.
They now call it the Fall Harvest Bowl.
Of course, they added fall in the beginning of it. I also love the chicken pesto parm.
Chicken pesto parm is pretty good, except their tomatoes. I have a gripe with their tomatoes.
What's wrong with their tomatoes?
They're not good.
Oh.
I just don't like cherry tomatoes in general. I like an heirloom. Don't like a cherry. I'm not sure why.
Cherry tomatoes are a good salad tomato, though. Like, you would prefer an heirloom tomato in, like, a chopped salad?
No, I don't eat tomato in a salad.
Oh. Okay.
I don't buy the cherry tomatoes either. I buy the ones that are on the little vines.
Oh, yeah, like little babies.
I think they're grape tomatoes. Those are whatever cute. They are. They're good.
Yes.
They're called, like, honey bombs or something.
Where do you get those from?
They sell them at Trader Joe's, Whole Foods, any of your local grocery stores.
Whatever you got. Yeah. Aldi, Giant. Wait,
the other day, did I tell you guys this? When I went to Trader Joe's, I saw this guy. Did I tell you about this?
I don't think so.
Okay. I was at Trader Joe's, and I was just... Honestly, I don't go to Trader Joe's often, so I'm not very familiar about where everything is. I know they have that giant, like, freezer section in the middle, but, like, aside from that, I was just kind of going around. I was looking for the Bear Bells protein bars because they're much cheaper there. They're, like, $2 a bar versus $5 at, like, Whole Foods or anywhere else. Anyway, I digress. I was in the, like, the cheese dairy section, and I see this guy, he has a cart. He is throwing, like, it looked like Black Friday. Like, he is, like, chucking these bags of things into his cart. Like, he is bulking up. Like, he's an extreme couponer, okay? Yeah. Like, he's like, I need to have, like, take every last one of these. And it's a, like, a plastic clear bag with these little circular looking, it looked like little miniature, like, one serving of ranch dressing that you'd, like, would dip carrots in. You know what I'm talking about? Yes. Kind of like a shallow, round, like, little dipper situation. Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, this guy is hoarding ranch dressing. Why is he hoarding single servings of ranch dressing? Like, I was so confused
and concerned.
Like, concerned. Like, is he a ranch dressing fetish? I don't know. I walk up because I'm, like, just so intrigued. And it turns out it's single servings of brie, little brie wheels. So it wasn't a ranch thing. It was a little wheel of brie, like a miniature.
But
like,
also, why was he taking them all?
Maybe he was going to make a cute little cheese board.
Maybe, or he's
for
just
300 people.
Perhaps.
To each have their own.
Maybe he was going to a brie-themed party. I'm not really sure. Like, let it brie.
You never know. Let it brie.
Let it brie.
Let it brie. Let it brie. What's, like, another brie pun?
I don't know. Did you come up with that one on the spot? That was pretty good.
Yeah, I was just thinking.
Let it brie.
Like, what's a beat brie?
Brie yourself.
Brie yourself. Anyway. So I...
Kid, she didn't like
that one. I don't know about that one. So anyway, I bought one. I bought a bag.
Did you eat it?
Yes.
Was it yum?
I was influenced by this man. I'm convinced Trader Joe's planted this man to be like one of those customers that like
he's a man of influence.
Do you think that people like in the food like they plant people to be customers to like influence other shoppers? Like I saw this guy, like he was treating it like it was like liquid gold. Like it was like gold nuggets in Trader Joe's. Like I was like, I need to buy whatever he just got. Like,
I mean, Colby's the PR queen. She would know. Do like, they, you think they do that for grocery stores?
I don't know. I think it would be whatever brand it is that, I mean, Trader Joe's is its own brand.
It was Trader Joe's brand. So yeah.
Maybe.
I'm so dumb with like PR stunts. Like I think everything in the world just like, happens. I just believe everything I say. I see. Like I was texting Colby about this one thing I saw on, what's it called? Like Dumois or whatever. Cause I like stopped following
Noah
them.
Noah Centineo.
Yeah. Noah Centineo and Hallie, whatever. Haley. Yeah.
Hallie Batchelder.
Yeah. That girl. Who I'm obsessed with. I'm saying it as if I don't like that girl. Like I love that girl. But I saw like that thing on Instagram or whatever, and Colby was like, oh, it's definitely PR. And I was like, what do you mean? Like they're in a car together.
He went out with Stassi Baby the next night.
Why do I feel like Noah Centineo, like he went into a freezer and then just recently defrosted, like he came out. Like I haven't seen him in so long.
I know.
And then all of a sudden I see a lot of him.
Well, what was his big hit? It was all to All the Boys I've Loved Before or whatever. Is that the one that he was in?
He's been in movies since, but
not like big blockbusters, right? Or big ones.
There was another Netflix movie that was so bad that he was in about, it was something with like a text. And I tried to watch it because I was obsessed with him and To All the Boys, but it was not good.
In The Recruit?
No.
The Perfect Date?
Oh, that.
He was briefly in, or I guess he was in The Fosters. I didn't know that.
Was The Perfect Date the one where, like, she has to get a boy to take her to prom or whatever?
No, that's To All the Boys.
He was in Austin and Ally. He was in Black Adam, which I saw. We saw. We went to that premiere.
Oh, yeah. I remember the photo.
And that's kind of, Charlie's Angels. He's been in movies, but it just doesn't feel like, The Recruit in 2022 was his last thing. So he took a 2-year hiatus, I guess. I don't know. All of a sudden, his PR team's working overtime.
I guess so. Their method of overtime was a TikTok influencer.
And our PR team would be upset that we've taken this long to do the introduction.
Our production.
Welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Katie, Colby, and Adam.
Girls, how are we doing?
Fantastic. Thinking
Living
of Brie.
Living the dream.
Now we're actually doing great now that Colby brought us a little sweet treat.
I did bring you a little sweet treat.
Yeah, like literally a little sweet treat. Is it Lil?
A Lil. Sweet treat. I can't even say that.
L-I-L. Sweet Lil. Treat.
This new candy shop opened up in the West Village by a cute little owner who used to work at Google as a product manager.
Wait, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. I know this. Like, I'm so impressed by this girl. Like, I know in and out her story.
How did she just, like, make a candy store? Like, how did she just do that?
I guess, okay, so this is her story. When she was growing up, she used to, like, really love foreign candies. And so she's from an Asian background. And so I think she would have, like, special Asian candies or something like that that she would pass around school. And that was, like, a big hobby of hers. And so she worked as a product manager at Google, which basically just means, like, her entire job is making sure that the user experience is super seamless and that people have a really good experience using Google. And that if you're a user of Google and you hate something about a feature or whatever, like, her team is the one that figures out how to build new features to address that feedback, basically, right? So she has like a whole perspective of how to create an end-to-end experience that people like love and enjoy and whatever, and all these little details that are part of it. And so she decides that she's going to leave Google and start this candy shop, implementing her product management experience.
Ooh.
And so she starts this store called Little Sweet Treat. She does all of her marketing on her own through TikTok. So she started like this TikTok series of, I'm opening a candy shop in the West Village and blah, 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 blah. Like that's like how it goes.
It's so tiny.
Yeah, it's like a little like tiny little space in the West Village that I don't even know what other store would even be able to use that space. Like it was kind of a genius use of
Seriously.
Space. And also like the only other candy store that I can even think of in the city is like Bon Bon.
That's like comparable. Yeah. There's like penny candy stores.
The M&M store.
Yeah. M&M World.
M&M World.
But I feel like she really like took advantage at a good time. Like people are all the rage about the Swedish candy.
Yeah.
But anyways, I think she sources her candy from all different countries. So it's like Swedish candy. It's Spanish candy. It's like all kinds of different countries that she sources from.
I'm so proud of her. I saw her content before she opened like on TikTok, and then I kind of forgot about her. And then now I just walked by the other day and saw the most massive line I've ever seen.
Well, she had to close immediately after opening because some of the candy got held up in customs and then melted, and she couldn't sell it in good conscience. So she shut down for like a week or so until she could do a reorder and get everything set up again. And then, over the weekend, they reopened.
Wow.
Yeah. And what's there was your a name? Mass line. I forget what her
I
name
don't
is.
Know.
Wow. I got to look it up.
I should have asked her.
She created a great brand for
She's
it, though.
She's Miss yeah. Little Sweet Treat.
I know.
Miss Little Thang.
Miss yeah. Little Thang.
Miss Little Sweet Thang. Come yeah. on, Sweet Thang.
I'm so happy for her.
Same. I feel like it's also just so cool and so inspiring. It's
what a
like,
happy job, too.
Yeah, owning a candy store, that's just, awesome.
Yeah.
I want to do that.
Who's going to be in a bad mood going to a candy store?
I'm
going to
start Big Sweet Treat. I'm coming for you, girl. Just kidding.
She'll probably open more stores yeah. after sure. this success.
I hope so.
I love that her workers wear really cute outfits.
Yeah.
Like they wear like striped shirts, right?
It's very cute. Yeah. They had little striped aprons. That's little. Everything's little.
Everything's
Can't
little.
Can't stop saying it.
Oh, my yeah. God.
Support local businesses. Yeah. Go check her out.
Well, thanks, Colby, great. For the sweet treat. I really like the You're sour. Welcome. I'm a sour candy girl. If I'm going to eat candy, it's going to be
like
sour.
You like the sour green apple belt.
Those are my favorites.
I love a sour candy, but I really like the marshmallow ones that you didn't like.
Oh.
I love a pillowy marshmallow.
Yeah, I like the sour stuff. There was mainly sour items today. I don't know if she'll be like Bon Bon and get new things or if it'll stay pretty much the same assortment.
I'm not very good with candy, like stores and things. So you would be the expert at
that. And like the diversity.
Yeah, I don't really. I also like totally judge a book by its cover. Like I will single-handedly just choose the pretty ones.
Yeah.
Which doesn't always mean they're going to taste the best.
No, it's true.
Speaking of a little sweet treat, Jack was walking by there the other day and saw one none other than Adam Harrison on a date.
Am I a little sweet treat? No, he was walking by the actual store, though, because I was on a date directly next to it.
Oh, what did I say?
You said, speaking of little sweet treat.
Yeah, he was walking by a little sweet treat.
Oh, I thought you were calling me. I thought you were calling me a little sweet treat, and I was like, that's so sweet of you.
So Adam is a little sweet treat, was a little sweet treat.
But I am a little sweet
treat. There is a restaurant. Would you call it a restaurant? It's like a drinks place now,
it's like a
right?
wine bar, but they have food, I think. So basically, I went on, I think, a third or fourth. It may have been our fourth date.
You sit outside?
We did.
Sorry for interrupting. No. That's like a very bold place to sit outside because you're fully like in the middle of the sidewalk.
Colby, I was literally telling this man the entire time. I was like tracking all of you guys because I knew you were in the West Village. And I was like, I do not want my friends to walk by so badly. And I literally told him that.
Yeah, it's really risky, Adam. Like Jack saw you. I'm sure a lot of people saw you.
I texted Katie because I was like, two listeners DM me saying that they saw me running around
there
Chelsea.
There you go. It's like you wanted like to be seen.
Later. Yeah. And then another one messaged me yesterday and was like, hey, by the way, I saw you in the West Village the other day and I didn't want to say hi because you looked like you were on a date.
Oh my God.
I was like, I sure was.
So funny.
So anyways, it was a very risky place for me to sit on the sidewalk and lo and behold, got caught by everybody under the sun. So... but anyways, we also weren't even supposed to go to that place. So basically what happened is we had planned to go get like an afternoon drink after he had some plans during the day. And I was originally supposed to go to the birthday party with like Colby and all of them. So like a bunch of our girlfriends.
So you
earlier.
Didn't go. I'm like, who went to this birthday party?
I was so wildly hungover and I like never get hungover. I mean, me crushing a sweet green at 7:30 a.m. Like I was just not well.
Yeah.
And so
that sounds like hangover inducing. I'm not even going to lie. That would make me barf.
You know, Colby, I did think about it. And then, of course, and then in classic out of fashion, actually, I did go for a run after I had the sweet green. So I went on a nice chaotic hangover run and then I came home and I threw up twice. So, you know,
you got things moving.
The sweet green did end up coming back out. Yeah. But, you know, it started off good. And so anyways, I knew that I was going to meet up with this guy later, but we didn't have concrete plans. Like it was just like, oh, like I have a fluid day. I'm going to go to this birthday party. Like I can meet up with you after. He was like, perfect. I have these plans during the day. I'll meet up with you after. And so as we're kind of approaching that, I'm like texting him about how wildly hungover I am, hoping that he was like, oh yeah, it's okay. I'm like hanging out with my friend, like all good. Like I'm going to cancel or something like that. No, did not happen. So we were still going to meet.
You should have asked him if he wants to get hot chocolate.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like Cocoa Gate.
It sounds like Colby's.
Yeah.
Situation a few weeks ago, you should have been like, I think we're both on the same page.
Yeah. We're on the same headspace.
Yeah, headspace.
Maybe we could do a non-drinking activity.
No, we were not. We were not at all. But he suggested this bar called Bar Veloce or Bar
Veloce.
Veloce,
I think.
Yeah. Oh, Veloce. Yeah.
Bar Veloce.
I've walked by this a million times. It's like blue neon.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so he suggests we go to Bar Veloce. And so I'm like, okay, yeah, perfect. Like, got myself together. I was feeling a little bit better. And so I end up getting to Bar Veloce and he's like, there's a garden in the back. Like we can sit outside. It'll be really nice. And so I get to Bar Veloce. I don't see him anywhere. And I'm like, oh, like I'm here. Like you're not here, right?
You went to the wrong location.
I did.
That's literally happened with the Bar Veloce date with like three people that I know.
No way.
Very well. Yeah.
Wait, that's so funny because, yeah, like I called him and I was like, hey, like, there's also no garden here. Like, why did you make that up? That's so weird. And he was like, I'm literally sitting in the garden. Like, did you go, is there a different location? And then I checked my map. And of course, like there's two locations, one in Greenwich Village and then one in Chelsea. And he had picked the one right next to his apartment.
Yeah.
It's very strategic of him.
Mm.
And so then of course I was like, oh my God, fuck my life. Cause it's not close. It's like a mile and a half away. And I was like, I'm just going to walk, whatever. I need to just like get the steps in. So we ended up meeting in the middle at this wine bar or whatever. Yeah. And so we have a little glass, we hang out for a little bit. And then I had told him that I needed to go to a dinner afterwards because I had another dinner for a birthday at, it was technically at 7:30, but because he and I like had this delay in getting to meet up because we were supposed to meet up at like 4:00. So I would have been with him for like 3.5 hours. So I was like, okay, it's probably fine if I go to the dinner after or tell him that I have to go to this dinner after. But then, of course, we didn't even end up getting together until like 5:30 because of, you know, me taking a while because I was hungover and like missing the birthday. So I wasn't already out. So there were a lot of variables that like I was screwing myself. And I was like, okay, I'm not going to like only hang out with this guy for an hour and a half. Like that'd be so rude of me. So I basically told him like, hey, I do have to go to this dinner, but I already texted him like, I'm going to go late. So I told him I would go to the dinner at 8:30. So I'd get at least like 3.5 hours with him. And so
was he like, wow, this is a fake dinner. Cause that would be my thought.
Probably. Probably.
Like,
but
I mean, it is your like third date. So maybe not.
I guess. So. I mean, he definitely was like disappointed for sure. But yeah, I mean,
but you're a busy guy.
You have a lot of plans. I did feel bad, but I was also like, oh, this is a Saturday. Like, we're not like
explicitly dating. You don't owe him anything.
No, and you were squeezing him into your schedule.
It's good that also, you even saw him. You were like
making an effort when you had plans after.
I know. I did still feel bad though. Like, I probably should have told him beforehand, like, I do have like these plans going on or whatever. But like, I did want to, you know, try to see him on Saturday. But that being said, like, it's also a weekend. We've gone on 3-4 dates or whatever. And like, I did want to like fit all these other things in. Like, honestly, I really wanted to go meet up with you guys at Bandit and have a bottle of wine or whatever.
Weekend dates are so hard.
Yeah.
It's like weekends are for the friends, you know, when you're single and like it's during the week, it's like, but then you also work during the week. So when is a good time? When is a good time?
I know. That was the hard part is the week before, I think he had wanted to hang out and I couldn't hang out with him at all. Like, I had plans every single night that week, whether it was like work dinner or like something with us, like we had the celebration on Thursday, etc.
Yeah.
So I couldn't hang out with him the week before. So I was like, okay, I'm going to make an effort. Like, I want to see him on Saturday. So like I fit it in. So anyways, he and I go to dinner in Chelsea. So we go to the sushi place, Momoya. And he brings up the podcast. He's like, naturally, because I think I talked about in the last episode that he found the podcast.
Yes, he did.
Which, like, we talked about.
Inevitable.
Inevitable. Like, you would have found
absolutely
the podcast.
Absolutely inevitable with what we do. Yeah. And it's just a par for the course.
Yeah, yeah.
As they say.
And he didn't care, like, about the podcast. He was more so like, do you need anything clarified about me? Because obviously, on the first episode, I was like, I heard he's sleeping with Adam Manhattan, blah, blah, blah. And so,
well, that was like hyperbole. Yeah. You were exaggerating. Also, that was based on something that someone else had told you. So correct. You were just regurgitating information.
Correct.
But
I mean, what that told me about him like saying, do you need anything clarified about me? It like kind of signaled to me, I felt like, that he maybe wasn't seeing a lot of other people and was like maybe interested in pursuing something like deeper with me, I guess, is like my interpretation of that. And also, I mean, like, this guy texts me every single day and like, you know, we've obviously seen each other 3 or 4 times at this point. So it was a cute date. I really like him actually, but I just like, I don't know. My schedule's a little wacky these days and I feel like I'm not really giving him as much as he's giving me is kind of the like spot I've landed on.
Yeah.
And I feel a little bit guilty about that, you know, because like, I mean, he texting all the time. I'm like not looking at my phone for 6-7 hours at a time. Like today, he like texted me good morning, didn't even get to text him back until like 3 p.m. just because I was like, I mean, my job is like occupying my entire life right now, and I'm about to like be in London for a week and a half for work. Like I talked about, I have to go to Toronto like the week after next, and I'm going to Michigan for a few days. Like I have a lot of work travel, he has a lot of work travel. I'm like trying to fit, you know, my life in x amount of buckets, so I don't know if I can like
right
Spark something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses.
So a lot of us know that shopping for dad, shopping for boyfriend, shopping for men is very tough. Last Christmas, I was kind of freshly dating Jack and didn't really know what to get him. So I went to Uncommon Goods and I got him an Arsenal book. That's his soccer team that he supports. And it's a collection of different news printings from the past 50 years of Arsenal's history. So it was really great gift. He loved it. I also got him a customized candle, and I got my dad a whiskey creating kit. Like, you can DIY your own whiskey. There's a ton of good stuff on there.
Uncommon Goods has the most meaningful out of the ordinary gifts on the market, and like Katie said, they even have gifts that you can personalize. Uncommon Goods will be at Grand Central Holiday Fair in Vanderbilt Hall and Grand Central Terminal in New York City, November 11th through December 24th. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/matchmade. That's uncommongoods.com/matchmade for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Happy holidays. Okay, guys, so you know that we love a good skincare and makeup routine, but did you know how you apply these products to your face can make all the difference?
Aneza Beauty has been changing the game with their vegan and cruelty-free brushes since 2019. Their Pinnacle Foundation Brush is a fan favorite and has gone totally viral for a reason.
The Pinnacle Foundation Brush is seriously the key to flawless application. I could use the cheapest foundation, and this brush makes it look like I'm wearing a $200 formula. It's that good.
It's all in the design. The brush brush's triangular shape fits every corner of your face, so you can use it for foundation, contour, highlight, basically all your liquid and cream products.
And don't forget about their skincare brushes. The Pinnacle Skin Brush has completely changed how I apply my serums and moisturizers. No more using my hands. This brush ensures everything goes on smooth and evenly.
So check out the Pinnacle Foundation Brush and more at AnisaBeauty.com.
Use code MATCHMADE for 30% off site-wide. That's AnisaBeauty.com.
Check it out.
I commit to, you know, as much as this guy is giving me, which is like I feel a little bit guilty about. So I don't know, we'll see what happens. Like, I'm hoping that we can like continue to see each other like a little bit more casually, because I don't want to like cut it off. Like, I still really like him, but, and I also gave him this analogy too, because he was like, I don't know what to do with this radical transparency that I have in your life now, like, because he obviously listens to
like, with the podcast.
Yeah, like, skips ahead to my parts on the podcast, so he's gonna listen to this and whatever. But I kind of like did, you know, allude to this, I feel like, when we were on our date, so it's not like it's gonna be like majorly a surprise. But he was basically asking me about what my dating life was like, and he kind of shared some stuff about his situation too. Like, obviously he moved here from Austin 8 months ago at this point.
Oh wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. So he's like a relatively new
fresh blood
to the city, and I think he had been telling his friends like, oh, I want to like explore other groups and like try to meet new people, like, and he said specifically for dating. So it seems like he's maybe also exploring elsewhere as well, which is good. But that being said, like, I don't know, like, maybe if like work chills out and stuff like that, then it'll get to more of a place where I feel like I can like give more, I guess.
Yeah.
And he was so funny, because obviously like he heard on the podcast about like me talking about like Canada and like Dubai and like some of these other guys, and he's like, I don't know what to do with this radical transparency that I have into your life.
Well, yeah, I don't know, because I'm thinking, because when I first started dating Jack, like going on dates, like, he, to be fair, Jack and his friends were all listening.
Yeah.
And his sister and his parents. But they didn't tell me for like 5 weeks.
Yeah.
I just kind of like hoped for the best that he maybe wasn't listening. To be fair, it was like positive stuff, but I definitely in the beginning wasn't like, oh, I'm putting all my eggs in one basket. Like, that was definitely not how I was speaking about it.
Yeah.
So I think it's just, you have to be like, separate the art from the artist in a way.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, because also it's like we have a business to run here, you know, we got to be going on dates.
You got to provide the entertainment.
Like, exactly. You know, obviously this is our lives and it's real, but I definitely think since we started this podcast, like, I went on so many more dates than I maybe would have
if
we didn't have the podcast. So I'm like, I got to give the people material, which again, led to me meeting Jack, which was great. So I'm glad that this podcast gave me the kick in the butt to do that. So,
but I did try to tell him, I was like, honestly, like, I have really not been dating at all. And he like literally did not believe me because
honey, go back in time like two months and listen to Adam.
I told him, I was like, go listen to like a few of the last episodes. Like I seriously went
because the summer was really tough, like in terms of traveling and like going on dates was really slim to none hard.
Literally. Like I hadn't dated anybody since March. Like literally March is the last time I dated somebody. I mean, minus the two dates that I went on in the summer.
But also that's just the nature of dating in your late 20s. It's like we also often advise people not to go, you know, cold turkey, quit everyone and just go for one person.
Yeah.
Right.
Because that's not helpful. Like, what if things end? And like, also, this just puts a lot of pressure on the one person. And then you have really nothing to compare. So that's why I think you should still be speaking to other people.
And well, I literally told him, I was like, bro, like, I don't even have time to, like, I barely have enough time to give to you. Like, but, I'm not talking to anybody else. But that being said, like,
but if you are, it's fine.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and I get in this, like, real,
rubs
like,
me the wrong way if he's, like, trying to think, like, you need to be
no, no, no. And I don't think he is at all. Like, okay, for sure. Like, he definitely wasn't insinuating that. Because, like, I'm sure, like, he's talking to other people also. You know, like, I don't necessarily think but I'm also, the only person he's talking to.
In regards to him saying, like, he doesn't know what to do with all the radical transparency of, like, knowing that the podcast exists. And, of course, you could just say, like, oh, I won't listen, but he's going to listen. Obviously.
Well, that's what I told him. I was like, you tell somebody not to listen, they're gonna listen. Like, I know you're gonna listen.
The thing is, it's like, if you can't handle it, then sorry.
Yeah.
But you're also, not like, the right one for me.
He definitely like, didn't care like at all about the podcast.
No, I know. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. Because that's that. Like, it's not like, if he can't handle it, just get out of line.
I know. Yeah.
No offense.
But I do like, I like him, so I'll continue to see him and stuff like that. But I do at this point feel a little bit guilty that like my schedule is like, it's just like when you start to talk to somebody and like somebody, you can tell somebody's investing a lot of effort into you.
Yeah.
And like you don't feel like you can reciprocate like at this stage. Like I just can't like text all day. Like it's just like not what I can give capacity to. And like plans are hard. Like I actually gave him this analogy on the date, but I was like, the reason that I haven't really been dating over the past couple months is if I think I have like 100 tokens to put into different buckets of my life, I say this all the time, but like my buckets right now are like, major one for work, and then any time that I have remaining I try to spend with my friends and like my family of course and stuff like that,
because that's dating. Like you're able to recharge like, and then dating is like you're having to actually put effort in, like with your friends and family it's like you're refueling, you're recharging, it's easy, you're able to like talk about what's going on in your life really naturally, they are the people that know you best, like it's comfortable. Dating, you have to like actually think about putting yourself out of your comfort zone, and it's almost like work in the sense that you have to be on.
Yeah,
it's like it's not relaxing and you don't know if you're gonna have fun is the other thing.
Yeah. Like I honestly think if I met this guy like when I had been seeing the surgeon like earlier this year,
I was
like fully thrown into dating. Like I was like had so much time to divert to dating, and then of course the surgeon and I stopped seeing each other in March. I started the new job in April, and then my life I feel like just got like crazy. Right.
Which makes sense because it's a new job and that makes sense.
Yeah. So very long story short, but we'll see what happens with our mans. But
I think all that matters in this is just you being honest.
As long as I'm not like, lying or like then, leading somebody on,
I don't
then, yeah.
think you should, I mean, I know you will because you're a good person, but I don't think you should be feeling guilt if you've been fully transparent about what you can give.
Yeah.
That's that.
Yeah.
And it's also so early for you to even have to be having those conversations. So for you to be bringing it up, to be like, just so you know, this is what I have right now to give to this is good, that you're laying all your cards out there. Like he can never get the wrong idea.
Well, to be fair, I haven't necessarily like laid those cards out, but what I think is more important is I don't really feel
now
like,
you have.
Yeah, now you have. He's definitely listening, so there you have it.
Yeah.
There you have it, dear.
No, but it is so true that sometimes, and I get this way too, that it's like I'll have a break in work and a break in travel and I'm like, okay, perfect, I'm gonna go on the dating apps. Like this, obviously you didn't meet him on a dating app, but it's like the time that you have to then allocate to it, and then all of a sudden your life gets chaotic again and it's like, okay, well now I seem like I am perpetually unavailable.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because I am, but it's not because I'm avoiding trying to meet you or see you. I just don't have time.
Yeah. So, I don't know. But you're so right. Like, we've gone on 4 dates. Like, I don't like necessarily, like, I just overthink everything. And, like, my dating anxiety is so insane, like,
I
at all times.
I think that's so fair to hyper-analyze things like this. Because, like, yeah, you just want to be, especially because you guys have mutual, you have mutual friends with him.
Yeah. So it's, I don't, like, hurt his feelings.
This or, is,
yeah,
well, that, but also, like, it's not as low risk as maybe just going on a random dating app date.
For sure. 100%.
You know, because you can be, I mean, obviously you don't want to play with people's feelings regardless of how you meet them. But, like, there's, to a certain extent, if you go on, like, one date, don't vibe, it's not like crazy hard feelings if you don't, like, reach out again.
Yeah. Yeah. Blow to the ego.
Kind of discuss that. It. Whereas, yeah.
For sure.
Or you don't want to, like, hurt their feelings because then it'll get back to their friends and then, exactly, you'll hear about it from someone else.
And then you'll see them when you walk into a house in Fire Island and have to introduce yourself.
Stop. Stop.
Full circle.
That was actually, I will never live that down ever in my entire life. No,
you
won't.
That was the guy, wait, sorry. You pretended like you didn't know him.
Correct.
Okay, I didn't pretend like I didn't know him, but he walked up the stairs and I, like, my jaw was,
this
on
was
the floor.
Wait, back it up for the people that might not have listened to that episode.
Okay, so basically, like, the day that I, really funny, the day that I met this Fire Island guy, I was visiting my friend in Fire Island. And so somebody else who happened to come to the house, they were walking up the stairs. I looked directly in their eyes and I'm like, oh my God, I went on like 3 or 4 dates with this guy years ago. It's the guy that, if you listen to the podcast back in the day, I, like, he kissed me outside of a Subway and I laughed in his face on accident because I was just awkward and uncomfortable. And
yeah.
And then we, like, didn't really go anywhere after that. Like, I forget, like, how it ended. I don't think I ghosted him, but, like, it's possible that we may have mutually ghosted each other. I don't really remember. This was years ago and I was a little, like, baby in the city and horrible at dating. And anyways, this guy was at the house and basically he comes upstairs and I'm like, oh, I think we know each other. And he was like, yeah. And I was like, oh, I'm Adam. It's nice to see you again. And he said his name, like, as in, like,
did Katie. You forget his name?
Yes, I did.
I gather, yes, I did. From that, if you're going to say.
Couldn't remember his name.
That's the worst feeling when I'm like, I know you.
Yeah.
Should I get, can I get credit at least for that? Like, yeah. I know I don't know your name anymore. Like, I don't remember your name, but I know that I know you. And I could probably tell you how I know you. Shouldn't that give me some credit, even though I don't know your name?
The absolute worst thing is when you're looking at somebody and you're trying really hard to listen to what they're saying, but all that you can think about is, like, how the hell do I know you? Even if they introduce themselves,
yeah,
and give you their name. That's one thing that I've learned to do through work is I always introduce myself to people and, like, say how they know me. Because, yeah, I hate being in that situation where you're just, like, having a conversation and you're just, like, not even listening to what they're saying because you're, like, oh my God, I know who you are and I know that we've met, but I have no idea how I know you.
You'll go up to someone, yeah, and be like, hey, I'm Colby. We met last year at, yeah, Fashion Week.
Yeah.
So they don't feel uncomfortable, yeah, and they remember, even, yeah, if they do remember.
Right.
I see. And then the thing that they say is like, oh, of course I remember.
Yes.
Even, yeah, though.
But I really appreciate when people do that to me. And I've just, like, started doing it as, like, a knee-jerk thing, yeah, that I've, like, picked up from other people. And it actually is so helpful that then conversations seem way more organic and people immediately dive in. Because you can, it's written all over someone's face if they don't know.
Yeah.
And so it's better just to kind of cut it.
It's like a deer in the, yeah, headlights look.
Right. Mm. Yeah.
Good times for me. Yeah.
Well,
Fire, yeah, Island, that Fire Island house has seen some shit from
every
me.
Every time I hear you're going to Fire Island, I'm like, goody. Yeah. We're about to get blessed on the podcast because, yes, there's going, like, to be some new story.
Some crazy,
that's,
story.
That's where I had the love affair with the married dude who let me try on his wedding ring.
Yeah.
Like, a lot has happened in that house. Like, it's seen a lot of me. For sure.
I can't wait for next year. I can't wait.
Next summer. Get ready for next summer. Maybe I'll have a boyfriend by then.
Ugh. Who knows? That happens quicker, nice, than you'd think.
You never know.
Colby, you're up. What's your update?
Well, okay. I wrote off. Actually, wait. Remember how I was like, I think that my first pen pal, like, decided never to reach out to me ever again?
Yeah.
Not the hot chocolate one. The other one?
No. The first one who, like, waited literally a month of texting me and reaching out to ever ask me to do something. He texted me like that night being like, do you still want to go get a drink sometime? And I just never answered.
What night?
The night after, whenever it was, that I was like, oh, I think he forgot about me.
Oh, I see.
Thank God.
It's like he knew. His ears were burning. He knew, yeah, you were talking about him, thinking about him. He had to,
well,
slide
not
back
thank
in.
Thank God, but just like, I'm not meeting you.
Yeah. You had your chance.
Right.
Done.
Right. And then last week I was at work, I think it was on Thursday, It was before the
party?
The birthday party. And I matched with this guy who actually looks so cute and my type on Raya. And he messaged me right away, sent like 3 or 4 messages and asked me to get a drink this week.
You doing it?
This was last week. He asked me for this week. And then he was like, what's your number? It's probably easier for coordinating. And then he texted me, whatever. Yeah, so I have a wedding on Friday, and I have to leave on Thursday.
Hmm.
And I knew that we were doing this today. I gave him Tuesday as the option. I was like, I can do Tuesday next week. And then he was like, yeah, Tuesday should work. And then he texted me that he has his season opener for his recreational basketball league on Tuesday.
Which I was like, that is the biggest green flag I've ever heard.
Yeah.
A man having hobbies
and something that's hottest, like healthy
is the hottest thing I've ever heard, especially when they're athletic hobbies.
Yeah.
Like, I love. Huge green flag.
Are you going to go watch and cheer him on?
Not yet.
Can you imagine?
Maybe someday. But so now we're going to get a drink next week, which is fine and honestly probably better because I have a huge work day on Thursday that is...
This Thursday?
This Thursday. That starts really early in the morning. Today, I had to go to a panel with some of the Real Housewives of New York City.
Slay.
And Thursday, the premiere is next Tuesday at 9 o'clock on Bravo, October 1st.
I can't wait to all watch.
Have you already seen it?
No, so only one person can get into this account. And we decided that we were going to watch it on Zoom all together whenever the episode landed. But they sent it a week early for press. So people have already seen it. Like, Rebecca watched it. And she said that it was good and funny and whatever. And they were actually talking about it today. And I was like, can you just send me the account? Like, I want to watch it. But I'm going to watch it next week with everybody.
I'll have to tune in.
Like a lay person. But for all of the rest of the episodes, I will be watching it via Zoom a day before it comes out.
I see. Okay. I'm excited to see it.
I know.
And excited for your date.
Yes. But yeah, Thursday, we have a huge press day that starts with the Today Show, so like very early, and then we're traveling around to a bunch of different news outlets. So, and I need to then get in my Hyundai and drive to Cape Cod whenever I'm let out. And so that is going to be stressing me out regardless. Like, I'm going to have to pack Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yeah, it's just best to have a date when you're like free of all the stress of everything that's coming up.
So next week will probably end up being better anyway. I'll actually be able to like not be thinking about all the other things that I have to do.
That's good. Great. That'll be perfect.
Yeah.
I can't wait for the updates.
I know.
And we'll have Katie's little Nantucket trip.
I'm like, what about
me?
What do I ever have to say anymore?
You're still here, babe.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Nantucket. You have a lot to say.
No, Nantucket's, I know, I find things to say. Like, Nantucket's going to be really great. I'm very excited.
Do you guys have like every day planned to the T, or what's the vibe?
So this is our third year. And it's kind of great because we've learned so much in our last 2 years that we are kind of going into it with like fewer plans. We're also doing, we're going right now, it's the off season technically in Nantucket, on Nantucket. So it's less busy. So it's easier to get into get reservations places that we want to go to. So we've only really made like 2 reses, three reses. And we're staying in an actual house this year, like a Nantucket classic house with like the name on the side and everything.
So fun.
We're getting a Jeep.
Okay, love.
Really excited.
You guys are gonna have the best time.
Yeah, I have some cute fall outfits planned.
Love.
It's you should just hop on over to the Cape.
Low 60s. Oh yeah.
You should just ferry over. I'll pick you up and then you can stay in our house and you can drive back with me. I'm actually really scared to drive by myself.
You'll be fine. You drove
just
fine in Santa Barbara.
You can come.
Take me.
It's a 5-hour drive. And I thought, for some reason,
when's the wedding?
The drive, it's on Friday.
Keep us posted. That sounds fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be very fun.
You guys will both have little cute fall beach weekends.
I know.
Well, mine's during the week.
The weather's good.
Oh, you get back by the weekend?
I get back on Friday evening.
Oh.
And I'm going to Sabrina Carpenter's.
Wait, so fun.
On Sunday.
Wait, I'm so jealous.
I'm going with a brand.
Oh,
they invited
God.
Me, and I...
Do you need a plus one?
They said no plus ones, I asked.
Wow, oh, my God. Ridiculous.
Guys, I'm being so brave going without a plus one. I'm being so brave going to a box with all the girlies, like, and I have no idea.
Oh my God. I am literally so, so jealous.
I need to see her, and I know this is my chance.
Yeah. You're going to have so much fun.
Yeah, I never say no to a, like, a box experience also, because it's so nice. You can get food and drinks and pee freely and just sit at your seat. You don't have to stand. Yeah, so I'm being bougie on Sunday night, and I'm going to Sabrina Carpenter.
That sounds so fun.
I'm so excited. I hope she, like, brings out some crazy guest. I feel like she will. I don't know, though.
Wait, I heard she's not dating that man's anymore.
Oh, they're on and off.
Mm.
They were spotted together pretty recently.
Like, making out, apparently.
Yeah, so in New York.
I feel like they're just a classic, both of them are busy couple.
Yeah.
So there's rumors that they've broken up, like, every 5 minutes because they're constantly apart because they're both very busy.
I see.
That's my theory.
Yeah.
And she's about to start, or is she touring. On tour? Or is this the beginning of tour? I don't know. So naturally, they're going to be apart. But I feel like he just has to go to, like, one show, and then we're like, okay, they're good.
Like, oh, Barry kicking his feet in the pit. I'm just thinking about him at Coachella. He was so cute.
They're so perfect for each other.
Yeah, they are.
Aw.
I love her. Wow, you're going to have the best time.
Yeah, I'll let you know if there's any tea that I learned from her show. But yes, we do. I read your mind, Adam. We have a question.
Read my mind, girl.
Someone wrote us in. I think we have time for one, right?
Yeah.
So, okay, this one's a good one. So the subject line is early stages of dating advice. Hey, Katie, Colby, and Adam. First off, I love the podcast. It's my Saturday morning ritual to listen to as I walk around the city running errands. I wanted to ask you guys about your perspective on the early stages of dating. What are good signs versus what are red flags? For context, I'm 29, but went through quite a few difficult things in my 20s so far, which meant that dating was not a priority for me. Now that I'm dating more actively, I feel like I have no experience to go off of, and it all feels very new to me. I briefly dated two guys in the last year, and both were overly flirty right away, texting all day long, wanted to see me frequently, etc. And while I know that they were doing too much, at the time I started to think that level of interest was normal in the early stages of dating. However, I'm now seeing an amazing guy who's very much my type, but he acts very different to the two other guys that I dated. We've been on two dates so far, both midweek, but 1 week apart. And he mentioned going on a third date next week, again, 1 week after the previous date. So I'm assuming it's like Wednesday. We didn't talk a lot when we first matched on Bumble. He just immediately suggested a date, and I decided to take the chance. Since then, we aren't really texting. We only talk when we're planning the next date. But otherwise, we're not checking in with each other or anything. He does come across as not a big texter. He mentioned he loves to FaceTime his friends to catch up with them, so I don't think that's a red flag at all, but I'm curious on your points of view. What would you guys consider healthy / normal in the early stages of dating in terms of timelines, how fast to move, how frequently to see each other? Would love to hear your perspectives. Thanks. I'm not going to say her name. Some additional context, if it helps. I'm 29, he's 30. We did kiss at the end of the first date, and after the second, he came back to my place and spent the night, so physically things seemed to be going well.
I think that sounds like good and healthy and progressive to me.
Yeah, to be honest, I recently have decided that I hate all of the chatter around like what's normal and not normal because everything is so situational. Mm-hmm. Like the amount of times that I have been introduced to a guy that I've gone on a few dates with friends and everybody's like, oh my God, he's introducing you to his friends. Like, that's so major. That means that things are going really well and he really likes you. And then I get ghosted. Like, it is all so situational. And I think that there isn't anything, I mean, in this situation, nothing seems like a red flag. I don't think you need to be texting constantly, especially not at this point. I think it's better to save like your important updates for when you see each other in person and you don't need to be talking about like what you had for breakfast. And he already spent the night. So I agree. Things seem to be moving along in a healthy pace. And if he's still continuing to follow up for a third date after the fact that he spent the night, I think that's the biggest indicator is that he like cares about seeing you again.
I mean, think what would be worse? Like he's just hasn't told you when the next date's going to be and you don't.
Right.
Like,
and that happens a lot. Like, now you gave him what he wanted and now he's like slowly fading out.
That or like what if he's texting you 24/7 but there's no plans for a date, which also happens more than you'd think.
Right.
I feel like you're doing exactly what you said you're doing. You're comparing him to the last two guys that you've dated, which is natural to do because you're going to compare things to like what you know. But to Colby's point, everything is so situational. This guy, like, we also don't know how he was in previous relationships, if he's even had a previous relationship. Yeah. And like, the thing about this, if like the texting bothers you, if you want him to text you more, you kind of have to coax him into that if that's what you really want. I wouldn't see it as a red flag that he is just texting you to make plans, because honestly, that's how Jack and I were like in the beginning. But if you want him to text you more, like, you should just, you know, I don't know, ask him a question in the morning. Be like, I don't know, something to like spark the chat, because, you know, there's ways to text someone in order to keep a conversation going. Right. It shouldn't feel like a force, but maybe to him, he doesn't know that that's something you want. Maybe he doesn't, maybe he's gotten feedback in the past that he's overwhelming someone, or he doesn't want to feel like he's overwhelming someone. So, and I think especially when you're this early on, you're not in the stage of like confessing things to each other, like necessarily, like being like, oh, it really bothers me when you do that or whatever. Like, but so I think I wouldn't see it as a red flag at all, but her saying like, how fast to move, how frequently to see each other. I think once a week is completely normal.
Yeah.
In the beginning. I think
even if you miss a week.
Right. I think Jack and I, we started out once and then we kind of graduated to twice and then like it went up from there, I guess. But again, you can't compare yourself to other people. Right. Like, it's just so different. Also, you know,
work schedule,
life schedules. Yeah, but again, if you want things to, if you want it to be different, do something about it. You know what I mean? Like, if you're out on a Saturday and you're with your friends, be like, hey, come meet us. Like, it again, it doesn't have to be that deep of like, oh my God, he's meeting my friends. Right. That's crazy. Yeah. Like, again, it doesn't need to be as deep as people make it out to be.
I mean, Fire Island on Sunday texted me and was like, hey, I'm getting a drink with a friend in the West Village if you want to meet up.
Exactly.
Like, it's like, and I didn't really think anything of it. You know?
I think at the age that we are, everything becomes less serious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, she's 29, dating a 30. Like, I think maybe when you're 21, like, oh my God, everything seems so serious. I'm meeting his parents. Oh my God. But we're like, you know, we're not getting any younger. So might as well just do what you want to do.
Right.
For sure.
So anyway, good luck to you.
We wish you the best of luck.
Of course, keep us updated.
Yes.
This was sent in 3 days ago. So it's fresh. Let us know.
Hot off the press.
Let us know if you have another date this week and then next week on the same day again. I'm curious.
Give us the tea.
Maybe he's just really type A and likes to keep his dates like on a certain day of the week.
Maybe. He's regimented.
Maybe it's like his hair wash day, you know?
It's his good day.
Maybe that's what works for him.
Wait, I have a question. How often do you shampoo your hair, Adam, as a man?
1 to 2 times per week.
Do you wash?
Stop.
Well, I shampoo it like 1 to 2 times a week, but I condition it every day.
Yeah, see, that's my question. Like, Jack will take, like, wash his hair, but not shampoo every day. We'll put nothing in his hair.
Oh, I don't do that.
And just get it wet?
Some days, yes. He'll shampoo once a week.
I did not know this is a thing.
No, I know. And I made a comment and he's like, Katie, ask other guys. Like, seriously.
Well, wait, I know that guys use like 7-in-1.
Because he'll use
one product.
He'll use like hair gel and stuff. Like, he has this product he puts in. I don't know. His hair like looks fine to me. He'll shampoo his hair once a week.
Wait, guys, like, I think my...
Your hair looks great.
Yeah, your hair does.
No, so I have great hair, but I literally think it's because I only shampoo it 1 to 2 times per week.
Yeah, I know. I'm learning this information. I shampoo my hair every fucking day.
You should not be shampooing your hair more than twice a week.
I have to.
You shampoo every single day?
Essentially, yes.
Every other.
It's a miracle if I can get to.
Every other, depending.
Guys, I don't know about that.
Hey.
I mean, your hair looks great, but like, I think on a long-term basis, like, it's... Aren't you worried about it being dried out?
Well, I got enough of it. I got too much.
I have a lot of hair, so I'm not worried. If I was like thinning, maybe I'd be worried.
Like, but my hair is like soft and silky, and I think it's because I shampoo it twice.
Yeah, through my hair.
My hairline sweats so much. Like, when I leave a workout class, my hair is wet. It feels like I just took a shower.
No, it looks like I've like slicked back my hair with water. Like, when I leave a workout, so I need to shampoo. Like, I can't. What do? Get in the shower and wet my hair and not put shampoo in,
and then it feels gross.
Well, exactly. Do you not like? I condition every day, so I'm still putting like some kind of like soap.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
But girls don't put conditioner up to the root. You only put it on the ends.
Oh. Or like the mid shaft below,
because it makes it greasy.
Exactly.
Oh, interesting.
Huh. Well, some people do. The people at Dry Bar asked me, they're like, do you want conditioner all the way up to the root? And I'm like, no. Oh my God.
Wait, that's so interesting. Do my roots look greasy?
No.
I've never known
you don't
that.
Have as much hair as we do.
Oh, fair.
I feel like it's different.
Wait, guys, this is like the first time I've learned this.
I'm glad that I've like brought this up, because I was so genuinely so shocked. I only learned this about Jack recently.
Yeah.
Because when he comes and showers at mine, I'm like, I just like asked him, I'm like, do you use my shampoo? Like, because you have to use my shampoo. Right. And I'm like, do you like my shampoo? And he's like, to be honest, I don't really use it that much. And I'm like, so what are you doing in there? Like, right. Besides the body wash, he loves my Necessaire eucalyptus body wash.
Oh, that is good stuff.
He has expensive taste because every time I get in there, I'm like, I need to buy a new one. Great. But no, I just learned this. I was like yesterday years old when I learned that he doesn't shampoo his hair every time he showers.
I just assumed men washed their hair along with their bodies because they just have one product.
And it's probably so easy to just dry it. Like, just get out and go like this and it's dry.
Yeah.
I've learned a lot. So this is good to know.
Yeah. I definitely am not using 7-in-1.
Wait, I need you to go home and ask your roommates what they do.
How often they shampoo? I think they'd say the same as me, like 1 to 2 times a week.
Yeah, but I would like to know, like, do they condition every time? Like, I need to know. I need to take a poll.
Okay, I'll ask Alex Mahi.
Okay.
I'll do some research and I'll report back next week.
Okay. Well, homework for everyone. Let us know. Go to our Instagram. Comment on our post. Do you shampoo every day? What's your shampoo and conditioner regimen?
And then ask the man in your life the same and report back with those results.
Let us know.
Well, I think that's all we have time for, girls. And with that, it's been fun. Love ya. See ya.
Bye. I was trying to encourage engagement on our Instagram, you know? Like,
yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Early holiday savings have arrived at Tanger Outlets. Discover the best gifts from your favorite brands, perfect for everyone on your list. And stack your savings with up to 70% off, plus an extra 15 to 25% off only during Tanger Style. Save at Polo Ralph Lauren, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, Skechers, J.Crew Factory, and more. Hurry in. These early holiday deals last through November 24th. Tanger Outlets. More savings, more cheer.